I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The setting of Short Term 12 might better be called Indeterminate Term 12. It's a foster care facility where troubled teens are kept in a safe environment until the county figures out what to do with them, a process that can take weeks, months, or as much as a year. The supervisor, Grace, is in her 20s, and she tries to help her volatile kids as best she can, even though she isn't a trained therapist, isn't much older than some of her charges, and is far from untroubled in her own life. This vividly intimate film was written and directed by Destin Cretton. The dominant style of the acting is naturalism, but Brie Larson operates in another realm and creates a marvelously complex heroine. Grace is quick-witted and perfectly capable of joy, yet she's deeply committed, mysteriously serious, and dangerously tender. The filmmaker spent 2 years working as a staff member at a similar group home, and his film certainly seems authentic, although the writing follows familiar patterns. A withdrawn boy, Sammy, finds security in dolls. A seethingly angry African-American, Marcus, feeds his goldfish and resists offers of friendship. He'll be out in a matter of weeks when he turns 18. A sullen girl, Jaden, is a cutter and a biter. She once bit a therapist's nose. In other words, the film breaks no new ground thematically or dramatically. And it's a bit facile in its portraits of Grace and Jaden as wounded children who help to heal one another. Still, Short Term 12 is a big deal on a small scale. For what it says of Destin Cretton as a filmmaker, especially as a storyteller and a director of actors, and what it reveals of Brie Larson's extraordinary talent. The film opens with a long, good story told by Grace's co-worker, Mason. He's played by the excellent actor John Gallagher Jr. Mason has a terrific encounter with Marcus, who finally channels some of his rage into improvised hip-hop while the counselor provides drum accompaniment. Mason and Grace share a superb scene with Marcus. It's ostensibly about shaving the young man's head just before his departure. The colleagues share something else, a love for each other. Their private moments are gentle, often sweet, yet Grace keeps retreating to her own secret place, beyond the reach of the good advice she dispenses so generously on the job. She and Jaden seem to be two faces of the same personality. The parallels verge on cliché, but they're also a source of that complexity that Brie Larson plays so well. A lot of her performance is necessarily inward, but plenty gets out, and never more so than when Grace takes up a baseball bat as a weapon and swings it again and again, like Paul Bunyan having at a tree. It's an indelible image of the character's fury and the star's power. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'm off to the Telluride Film Festival next week, but I'll be back on KCRW the following Friday with a full report.